They'll check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan Show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The Dukan.
Welcome to your tribe.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are live. I always get you on that. You always know I'm going to do it, but you always get
I know,
to try to do
I know. I don't like loud noises. I don't like Arab men.
We're live from you for a 25-hour hotel studio. Amoti on Tireem. Let me hear
because
my voice.
Because too much.
Amoti on Tireem.
Hello.
Sean, my parents are divorced. I really need to ask you about that name, by the way.
We'll get to it.
Self-explanatory, I feel.
Welcome to the show, my
Thank
guy.
Thank you very much.
I'm a fan, bro.
I'm a fan.
Reem's a super fan.
I'm a super fan.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Oti just got on Instagram. He's a TikTok guy.
I'm late to the game, but I'm a fan nonetheless.
Thank you.
Yo, you're one of those accounts that I always like DM people.
Yeah.
Your videos. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, check this out.
Thank you. Know, you. So you're the reason I get the shares.
Yeah, for sure. Guaranteed.
We are the reason.
And it's like 4 or 5 people at a time.
You're welcome, bro.
So, bro, I'm easily like 4,000 of
you. So you can thank us. This is why I'm here. Thank you for tuning in. It's one of those.
See you guys. Okay.
So which is your favorite accent? I really need to ask.
I know it's accents, but they're just characters. There's no accent behind it. It's mainly like
right.
a character.
Yeah.
Which character with an accent?
I want to like? No, each of them are like I'm allowed to like explore a different version of my personality. I like Persian Prince because I can just be a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Like everyone wants to be an asshole with no, you know, guilt. You cut that tie.
Yeah.
So I like that. But then I also like Darwin.
Darwin is Darwin's my favorite.
Because he's Pason.
Yeah.
He's very connected.
And it's true.
Like, so I don't know. Each of them are different. Depends on the day. Sarah, like,
but
no lies.
Where are you originally from?
See, I like to keep that a mystery.
Oh, really?
Okay. Fair.
I respect that.
Yeah, but I'm from Lebanon.
That's very mysterious. With the habra. You
and
have a Lebanese passport?
You grew up here? Or?
Lebanese and Canadian.
So you don't have a Schengen?
No, I'm so Lebanese, I have a Canadian passport.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, that's how Lebanese I am.
Bro, if you have not experienced a Schengen issue, then... Do you know what a Schengen is?
I've experienced enough.
All these Canadians.
First of
all these Canadian people don't know what a Schengen is. You have to explain it to them. Like, Kareem didn't know what a Schengen is until she met me and OT.
That's really? True.
And why should I know?
She's like VF.
And why? VF? No. First of all, I knew what VFS was, but yeah.
Verified foreigner service. Is that what like that
yes,
was?
Yes, sir.
It's actually an order from McDonald's.
Exactly. That's a drive-through order.
That's cool. Okay, so, and where did you grow up? Because your mastery of the characters is pretty impressive. Because it's not just the accents, but you get the body language
the
down
nuances.
Too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the little, you know, like micro details sometimes.
I grew up here.
Okay.
In between Dubai and Sharjah.
Oh, okay.
Where else are you going to get that much? Especially attention to detail. Like you need to live and see and try.
Yeah.
And Dubai is the place.
UAE
is the place.
Yeah. UAE and GCC, you get that exposure.
Yeah.
That's true. No, I love it. Like I enjoy not only the content, but like, as I said, like it's just a whole universe that you've built behind it. But last time when we met, you said a lot of it is just spontaneous.
All of it's spontaneous.
All of it.
Yeah. I can't. So I have a little studio company, which I work with like different clients to collaborate on either, you know, free or they pay me for certain collaborations. And the worst thing about working with them is that obviously they need like the person marketing is like, okay, so we're going to need 3 proposals and then we're going to shortlist it there. And then we're going to kind of touch base again and work until we get an idea. And I'm like,
circle back.
We'll circle back to you and send us the script. Yeah. Can you CC my CC for the CC? And I'm just like, look, I'm going to pull up with a bunch of outfits and we're going to see what flies.
There we go.
Yeah. Cause I have no problem shooting like the whole day. Cause like I give them the time. Like if you pay me for my time, I give you my full time.
Right.
So I'm okay shooting 5-6 concepts. And then once we're done, we can go like, okay, I like this. Cause it's in the end of the day, it's content. Content is going
to
be.
And you're able to improv. Like
yeah.
You're good with that.
Yeah. And that's why when I do stand up, I don't write any jokes. I can't. I feel like that.
You improv on stand up.
Yeah. I have to. Like I've tried the writing down shit. Doesn't work well for me.
Oof.
It feels forced.
It's so interesting because we just had Simi, who's also part of the camp. Shout out Simi, I love you. So he's a comedian. He's a comedian from South Africa. And when we went to watch his show around last week, every time I looked at him, he was doing this. And then when he came out and I said hi to him, he has his like punchline, not
like
punchline,
the intro,
like, not the intros. He has like each joke like is a theme, and he has it written on his knuckles.
Mm. So he remembers
okay.
that.
Yeah. So he remembers like, okay,
I guess
I'm
you can call those punchlines.
Get it. I carry his line.
Yeah. You have the sign.
That we do.
Tack will find it.
That we do.
Tack shall find it. Tack.
So so to that point, you don't do any of that. You have no. Do you have mnemonic cues, like cues that you use?
So the last show I did, I was actually trying to prepare. I was going to say, you know what, this time I'm going to write, because that's the craft, right? You write, you test, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't have any time. I was going through a lot of shit, and I was like, I don't have time to prepare. So what I did is I took an Uber to the show, and it was like a 15-minute ride, and the most I could do was write bullet points, of which I forgot all of them. The one thing I did,
of course.
The one thing I remembered was that I wanted to open up the show with a skit.
Right.
I wanted to be Dr. Ahmed. And so the idea was that I would put like a pillow under my shirt as if I needed. And like I would go and I would start diagnosing people like live.
Right. That's hilarious. So like Egyptian Dr. Ahmed?
Yeah, so I walked in and I was like, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will make a pro bono today. I will make diagnosis for everybody here. I ask it you tell me your problem, I solve.
Okay.
So I got people to start, and then I asked the first person was like, yeah, I want to lose weight. I was like, stop eating. Next person, they're I want to make more money. I was like, get a better job. Next guy was like, I want to gain weight. I was like, be friends with them. So I just started going like hitting one on one, but that was the only thing I prepared.
Right.
So there was moments when we have the full recording, so I'm going to release it on YouTube soon. And you can see me kind of just pause there and go like, well, I have no idea what I'm going to say here.
I'm done now.
Yeah, Do you have anxiety about silent space?
Everyone does.
Right.
Everyone does. But actually, a comedian, when I first started, he told me, when you hear silence and you're performing, it's a good thing.
Right.
It means they're listening.
And they're waiting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're waiting for you. They want.
What if it's silence after the punchline?
That can be funny in itself. It depends on how you react.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
Because so I actually made a joke. I made a joke that in my mind, I was like, this is going to.
What's the joke?
I don't remember.
Ah,
but I have it on.
Because he prepares nothing.
No, but I have it on film.
Are you doing this on purpose so everyone goes and watches the full live one that you're going to post?
He's
I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart.
That's the Lebanese part of it. I'm not that smart.
أنا هلا إذا ما بقول له النكتي then I will lead their audience to my YouTube channel.
There we go.
That's too accurate, but yeah. No, but I hit the joke and like dead silence. No, crickets were like, shut the f*** up too.
Wow.
Like, no one.
Yeah.
But then my mom was in the audience and she started laughing.
Boom.
Okay.
So I was like, f*** you, my mom laughed. And then everyone started laughing because of that. So
That's the improv skill. Like you're able to work
but
the
this
room.
But this is what I love also about Arab mothers, by the way. You know, there's a saying in Arabic, it's called الارض بعين أمه غزال, which means a monkey in his mother's eye is a gazelle. And that even works in comedy. She's like, no one laughed, أنا مفرجيكم.
Yeah. And I think she laughs because I always tease her. Like, she me up, you know, growing up. So like, this is my turn to be like, I'm like, yeah, I want stage, you can't touch me. No, but she'd throw a slipper at me on stage for sure. Like she would.
She would, yeah.
Oh, so she's calling you out.
She's still your mom.
So I want to ask a question. Like, I just want to say, you feel so zen.
Thank you.
You feel really zen, like more than other people. Mm. Why?
It's because your expectation of me is to come on and just go crazy.
I don't know.
That's you the just, thing.
See, it's all you about feel, expectations.
I don't know if I have expectations.
You shouldn't
judge
or set expectations.
Like, do
you
meditate?
I try to.
How often?
I don't have it like planned.
Yeah.
I find myself like, if I find myself going down like that rabbit hole of everything is shit, everything is a problem, I just step away from it. I just I physically step away from wherever I'm sitting. If I can go outside, I go outside. And I just try to not think, if that makes any sense. But then if you try to not think, the first thing you do is think, right? So by trying to not think, I start thinking, but it kind of wanders off into like random stories, random memories in my mind. And then it just drifts away into like 20, 30 minutes of just thinking about nothing.
Right. And that's peace in my mind. That's peace. Yeah. But you're like, you feel like I had no expectation. Mm. I try not to have expectations of people who come on the show, except for Mohammed Akkawi, who will never satisfy my expectations.
Yeah. This is why I'm starting the new skincare, so I can remove the negative force.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I'm just saying, because you feel like real zen, like more than most people. And I think that's a vibe. Like, that's actually really impressive. It's impressive. Are you always so observant? Have you always been so observant?
I don't think so. I feel like I think ignorance is bliss, and I took that to heart for the longest time.
So you're just dumb all the way through to one day.
I was just like, you know what? If I always tried to be like the smartest, I always wanted to be like the sharpest tool until I realized, number one, that's how you stop growing as a person.
Absolutely.
Right. Always be the dumbest person in the room. Yeah. Or at least the not the loudest, ironically, coming from the guy who goes on stage and so look at me. But yeah, and then the second part of that, I guess, is eventually I started trying to learn too much. And then by learning too much, I started absorbing information that I couldn't process. So my appetite for knowledge was larger than my capacity to really
process it,
actually learn from what I was hearing.
Yeah.
So eventually I was just like, you know what? I'm not gonna listen to anything. And then that became a problem.
Yeah, no, I but that's part of the, that's the tension. That's the journey, so, right?
The process, I guess, is now trying to find the balance in between the two. And I'm definitely not there, but I like to think that I'm reaching a better point of equilibrium where I choose where I can be ignorant and I choose where I can be
Fair enough.
A little bit more aware of the situation.
And that's as balanced as you're going to get. By the way, I don't think we're going to get any more balanced than
it's
that.
It's the journey. It's not the destination.
When I have a question, I like asking this to people. When did you find that? Like, what happened? What was that moment where you're like, where you found out or you realized that you were funny and you're like, you know what? I need to make more of this, or I need to be funnier, or I need to expose people to this side of me. Like, when did you realize? Was it like a joke, or were you like the little kid in the family that's always running around and doing shows, or what was
relax.
It?
It was literally just like my mom, because my mom, my sister, and I, we grew up all together, like alone in the house. So it was tense, tense. Mm. And she was, you know, single mother doing the two jobs, like the typical, like how to make your life harder, just the ticks. You know, she divorced my dad like back in the early 90s in Dubai, which at the time was, you know,
unheard of.
Yeah, it was still.
It was a controversial move on his mom's part.
Yeah, at that time. It was like you don't want to be a single Arab woman in Dubai at that time. It's just things were still developing. Let's just say that. And there was a show called Mind Your Language. I don't know if you remember that show.
Yes, mm-hmm. I remember that show.
Yeah, I used to love watching that. And I remember, I don't know what happened, but I came back from school one day and I had an Indian teacher. And she said, I don't remember what she said, but it was something about her counting.
Oh, no.
So I saw my mom. No. My mom was in the kitchen. And I had said the same thing. I don't know what it was, but I just remember trying an accent for the first time. I didn't even think it was doing an accent. I was just imitating what I heard, like kids do.
Right.
And I saw my mom just kind of pause, and she turned back, and she's like, what did you say? And then I kept on going. And then I saw her, like, she didn't even laugh. She just kind of went,
you know? She lit up. She lit up.
Her 15 frowns just kind of went down to 14.
Softened, right? You know? Yeah.
And I saw her kind of not be pissed for 1 minute, which was like unheard of for my mother at the time, and still probably till today. But, I think seeing her like happy, and then we went to the beach that weekend, and her friends came, and she's like, "Sean, do it again, like dance, monkey, dance." And so I saw that, like, you know, it flipped something, and I realized, okay, there's something going on here, like between my mom and I.
Yeah,
and it just kind of carried over after that.
How old were you?
Damn, I was in Shuefat at the time.
Of course you were.
Of course you were.
We were. What other option?
You're right. I know, that's what I'm talking
what
about.
What other option was there? You know?
Sharjah, Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai and Sharjah. I went both.
You went to both of them.
Yeah.
Sharjah only.
I had to go through the motions.
Yeah. I was the old campus.
Yeah. I think I must have been around 6 or 7 at the time.
Okay.
So when at that age, it's mostly feeling. You don't understand, she's sad, and now she's happy. You said, she lit up for a second.
Yeah.
Something felt different. Yeah. And you're like, I want more of that, whatever that is.
Exactly.
It's very raw
emotional communication, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And has that driven most of what you make?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the bad thing about social media is, I guess, we all get super inclined to have that instant gratification.
Yeah.
I post, look, one person like, two person like, three, four. And you start seeing like the numbers that really are very empty at the end of the day. But eventually when I started to hook onto that, that's where content died for me.
Yeah.
And then when I started to read the comments and really like, I was like, okay, because in my mind, these aren't real people.
Well, they aren't. They're real. I'm real, but I'm real.
Yes.
I'm real. Until the moment we met, I'm irrelevant to you.
No, not to that extent. But it was more self-deprecating.
Tell me, Darwin.
It comes out of me. So I'm very self-deprecating.
Woosa.
Okay.
So, you see, it happens, by the way. Yeah, bro. The worst thing once.
And let it happen. Don't worry.
I'm trying to not.
Why? But let, I would let like to see you at work.
You need to see. The schizophrenia is too early. I need to put a lid on it for now. You know, if you start this age, it's a problem. But yeah, long story short, I forgot what we were saying.
No, I was asking. You were
Darwin
saying,
interrupted.
No, we were saying you were saying that the likes were empty, and that's when content died for you.
Yeah, because I started to diminish my impact in the little community that I was building for myself.
Right.
So I was like, this doesn't matter. It's not real. You're not actually worth what you're getting.
Right.
And then eventually, I started to really like look at the DMs properly, read people's messages, and the shit that got to me was when someone was like. I don't want to drop any names, but they were saying that they were going to hurt themselves and that there was just a brief moment of laughter. And it was a video where I was just driving and I sprayed cars.
The rain.
And he's like, I know it's a stupid video and I know you probably might not see this, but I was like in a bad space and I was going to blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, that just kind of, it distracted me for a little bit. That's all I've ever wanted. Because that was me when I was growing up. YouTube videos saved my life.
Yeah.
Like, random stupid videos, just 10, 15 minutes of just watching anything, whether it was a snippet from Dave Chappelle, a snippet from Russell Peters.
Right.
That you need a minute of silence and then you're kind of good. You just derail yourself. You just need to derail yourself. And so when I started seeing that, I got the excitement back. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter my insecurity or my like version of what I believe. The reality is that there are some people who actually enjoy this content. And so that emotional
connection. We do. Yeah. I'm speaking for someone. Like when we say I'm not the what I love in my world is that if you can make me laugh, I'll bury a body for you. Like I don't care. Whatever.
I got some people I don't like.
So you know what I mean? Like I don't. If you can make me laugh, like I'm on your team. And I think what it is at the heart of it is that it is that moment between you and your mom. Our world is. It doesn't matter now. The 1920s. People are stressed. Mm. Being human and living daily is a stressful thing. Yeah. And for you to just have a purpose to make people laugh for a second, I think that is a noble cause. And I think that is an important cause.
Yeah. And that's impact.
And it gives clarity in the chaos of what the hell do likes mean. They have no value. No, they do have value in a singular sense. They connect me to you in a moment when maybe I need you.
Mm.
You know, you might not need me. You don't need me. But I need laughter.
Mm.
And that's important. And I think that's dope as all hell.
But that's the thing. It's a two-way relationship, right? While you might want to see the content, I need to know that you're seeing it. A like, a share, a comment. That lets me know that people are seeing it. They're responding to it. Otherwise, I'm just posting it as a private library.
Into the void. Yeah, into the void. Exactly. Fair. Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, with a lot of the people who understand comedy, you have an inherent deep understanding of comedic timing. And do you practice that, or is that just something you?
I think I don't.
You don't.
I think no. I, you I think do. I mess up a lot. I think there's a lot of times, especially when I do, when I like edit the video, like when I'm looking back at it, I'm like, ooh, this should have been said, or I shouldn't have said that, or this could have been done better. So, you know, everyone's you're your own worst critic.
I
think most people are. So I might not be able to see that just yet, but if you see that and other people are seeing that. Which I haven't been told yet. You're the first person to tell me about timing. So
well, no, timing is time. Well, timing for me in your videos, like I haven't seen your stand up. Mm. I will.
I'm saying both. They're both related to.
If they're similar, the funny thing for me is culture. We work in culture, and what you do is you perform culture in some ways in the characters that you've built. The timing is in the moments, like when Darwin just came out right now. That is. I think it's innate. I think it's a gift.
And
you know
that's important because even I realized that back in the day, you can ask Kareem and OT, like I didn't want us or myself to shoot anything unless it is like I know exactly when something is going to be said.
Yeah.
Or I used to have that very bad OCD to it. And then I realized that especially with social media, especially people realize when you're just, as they say, UGC, user-generated content, like by yourself and you say it, and even if you miss a word, but that's your true self, people actually appreciate that much more than something scripted, even if it's funny or like... Yeah. Rehearsing a moment, or you know what I mean. Mm. So it's been like I'm 100% sure when you posted that video and you were in the ocean and you saw one Burj Khalifa here, one Burj Khalifa there. I don't think you rehearsed that. I think you're like, okay, this is something funny. Let me just pull out my phone.
It actually came because I tripped out for a second. So I was thinking, you know what I mean? I was thinking of Snapchat because my friend Fahed and I, we bought these inflatable boats. Yeah. Well, I bought one during the whole lockdown, and then I told him to come with me, and then he was like, "He's like, yo, this is crazy." I was like, "It's 200 dirhams.
Get a boat, bro.
Let's do this shit." You know, like,
you guys think it's very hard to get a boat.
200 dirhams.
A cooler of like whatever drinks you want, and a JBL 200 dirham speaker, and you have
pure happiness, right?
And anyway, so he hadn't been out with me in a while, so I was like, "Yo, what the fuck, bro?" So I was taking the video, and I looked, and then the boat behind me, I was like, "Yeah, it looks like Burj Khalifa." I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I tripped out because I thought that was Burj Khalifa.
Right.
I just saw the tip behind my shoulder. And then I look in front of me and I was like, what? And then I thought it would be funny to...
And it was.
And it worked.
Yeah. And it was. And it worked, you know?
It was dead for a while. And for some reason, Love in Dubai reposted it. I don't know why. Out of all the things...
Funny,
out of all
the things. It's
out of
funny.
But out of all the things that I deem as like, yeah, this is a good video, which I don't. For every 10 videos I make, I'm like, one is okay. But then this video, which out of my ass I make, then they're like, repost. I was like,
yeah. That's the one?
But the spontaneity is great. Yeah. Like, it made it work. You know?
No, but it's also absurd. You're like in a rubber dinghy in the middle of nowhere. Like,
don't insult my vessel.
Your vessel.
And you're not allowed to say dinghy on the country.
Dinghy is the word.
No, you can't say that.
What? The entire Canadian military is made up of rubber dinghies. Why not? Come on.
If your military had rubber dinghies, that's your issue.
What's your beef with it?
It sounds
weird. It's like the word moist. Dingy. It's like moist. Yeah, Akawi doesn't like moist.
I like moist.
A moist dingy.
Moist.
Moist. Yeah.
See, that's it.
Yeah, moist dingy is nice.
No,
I like that.
Anyways.
That's what he lives for.
Anyways.
But that's how I feel. Like that's where I feel like you guys got similarities. Because like he's like straight up off the cuff type comedy. Like Akawi's just like funny on the spot. Like maybe
like, I can't do stand up.
Yeah.
Even like, though people ask me, I can't do stand up.
Why?
Because I think it's off the cuff.
Did you try it?
No.
Well then, how do you know?
I just think I'm better off the cuff, and if something happens...
But what you think and what you know are two separate worlds.
100%.
So why don't you try it?
I think we should.
Hamid Akawi, live stand-up. Yeah. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I have just decided I'm going to get a stand-up show.
I have a support system.
No, it's amazing.
This is going to be
downstairs,
great.
The courtyard at the 25-hour hotel. I will post the date. Mohammed Akawi has to show up.
You've done.
Sean?
No. So, by the way, the whole reason of me starting... the whole reason of me starting comedy, by the way, is to build a community here because the shows I started.
we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for sponsors. Mohammed Akawi does stand up.
Remove this from the audio.
Straight up.
No.
Remember, I handle HR.
No. This is happening. This is happening. Downstairs, the courtyard at the 25. Looking for brand sponsors. What am I looking for? Thank you.
Boom.
Sponsored by my parents are divorced.
My rider and fee are too expensive to get on stage.
What?
We'll cover it.
It's okay. We have a 30% discount at the 25 hours, so you're good.
We have a sponsor. Don't worry. Akawi?
I need cash and I have
talk
a rider.
To Sunny.
Akawi.
I need Harry Potter bears sponsor. And I want you to remove the green ones.
Not
it's
a problem.
It's one of those riders. And I want
not
puppies.
A problem.
I want puppies.
I will bring puppies.
I want puppies.
They're allowed here at the 25.
So I can ease my stress.
Yeah, we'll regulate your nervous system. Don't worry.
We'll lace the puppies with... Don't worry. Every time you're like, I feel so much better.
Don't worry. This is happening. Guys, this is happening. I'm not stopping
I'd watch
until this
it.
Is done.
I'd be here. Front row.
Habibi.
Hamad, you know what it is?
Hamad Ali.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know what it is? Whenever somebody is terrified, me, for example, you throw me into the thing that I'm terrified
of. I'm not terrified.
True?
I'm not saying that. I have never seen you terrified. Right. I've never seen you scared.
Tikram.
So this moment is my thank you. We're going to do this. You're going to be amazing. And don't worry, it's going to be all our friends there. Albert
Freak.
Great. It's going to be wonderful. Don't worry, it's going to be wonderful.
This is going to be a great
show. How's the show about Nina? You're here. It's about you. Can we go back to you?
Yeah. Well, now we have a brand sponsor.
We're good with you?
I'm good. I'll send my rider if they can meet it. I'm down, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We'll make it work. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hassan's good with the Harry Boo gummy bears.
We're good. And on that, actually, I wanted to ask you about your relationship is it Fahad?
Yeah.
Where did you guys meet and what's the deal?
So Grindr opened up. I'm waiting for
Shout out to Fahad.
I'm the one that gets into this. Who's Lebanese? Okay.
It's a one-way ticket back home.
Yeah, straight up.
So Fahad and I met at a company. I won't give them any free clout because
no free clout.
We met at a media agency, and I was sitting like we were in a production room, and we were basically I was sitting getting to know the production crew because I was gonna handle content creation for this company.
I know which one.
So I wanted to I wanted to learn from the guys who are editing, and I like to get familiar with the team I'm working with. So I was sitting with them, like, into seeing what they do, what projects they have. And I see Fahad on the other side, who was in sales, and he was sitting with his client helping her edit the videos. Because, he, mashallah, he's actually super talented with editing. So he was telling the editor how to edit, which I'm sure they love.
they were loving it.
All of them.
He's such a lovable guy. Like, no one really cared at the time. So all I can know is that, so basically we're on a table like this. He's on the other side, and there's like a screen here, screen here, screen here. So in between the crack of the screens, I just see like Fahad like this.
Just staring at you.
Blank face, sitting like this. So I'm like, this guy won. Like, yeah. I was like, what's up, bro? And he comes over to me and he goes like, Fahad. He just shakes my hand. I'm like, Sean. He's like, I've seen you. I was like, yeah, I've seen you see me.
And then right now.
He's like, you have good content. I was like, thank you, bro. I appreciate it. And then he just walked away. That was day one. Day two, he comes to me and he just shows me.
He winked at day two.
One of those sharpshooter, you know?
Yeah.
And he comes to me and he shows me a video that he made of him basically acting like he's in an Uber and he's making awkward conversation with himself, but he's driving and he's the passenger at the same time.
Got it. Okay.
No context. He goes like this, bro, look.
That's awesome.
And I look at him and I'm like,
this guy already.
I'm like, this is a good video. He's like, right? I was like, yeah, you should post it. He's like, okay, I'll post it. And he just posted. Day three, so these are one-time interactions out of the whole day.
Right.
So day three, the first time he comes to me, he's like, bro, we should make a video. There's no chemistry. We're literally, we're drywall as and like, I had never collaborated with anyone before. I didn't make any content with anyone before. And so I'm like, okay. And there was a COVID, it was the COVID scare. We had a COVID scare in the office. So everyone was like, go do the PCR tests. So he had gone and he had come back from a testing site where he had like told me what he witnessed. And he's like, we need to make a video out of this. I was like, dude, whatever. This is my third day in the company. You've been here for a year and this is the third time we meet.
Right.
Sure, let's do it. And we ended up doing this video. And I personally really like it. I think it's so stupid, so random, and it's like the essence of us. And it was the first video ever made. And it just looked like we've been making content together for a long time. And he speaks to me in Urdu and I'm replying in Urdu, even though I have no idea what he's saying. And in the end, he like removes my mask and he like puts his finger in my nose and in my ear. And then we just burst out laughing and that's the video ends. And that just became like the start of us making content. And then I hit a really down slope. We both left the company.
Right.
I went into like tech sales, which, you know, super exciting.
excellent.
Screams you.
Yeah, right?
Clearly.
And Fahad actually opened up his own agency, which they do TikTok for businesses. And, you know, mashallah, he has like over 50 clients now. So he pursued it and he's doing really well.
Congratulations.
Wow. Shout out to K9 Unit. They're doing great. And he called it K9 Unit because he's like, my mom used to call me a dog all the time. So.
It's like your mom called you a haywan.
Yeah. So he would say kutti. Or kutta, whatever. That's
dog.
Dog. Dog. Yeah. Okay.
So long story short, when I was hitting downs, he would come to my house every single day just to shoot, and he would edit the videos for me. Mm. And he's like, just give me your social like passwords, and I'll post for you. And he did that. Like when I was in the lowest point.
Was he like, did you guys remain as dry as possible throughout all this time?
No. Okay. Do we look dry?
No, not at all.
I like to think we're moist.
You know, moist dinghies.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, moist dinghies.
Lukewarm, moist dinghies.
Condensed.
How do you want us to expand our audience to the youth?
The youth?
This is the selection of words we're going.
The youth like the moist.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're here for it.
Yeah. I try not to use youth and moist in the same sentence because of legal reasons, but I mean, we're here now.
It's questionable.
We made it. We finally made it.
What would Chef Salam say if she hears you speaking like this?
Chef Salam should not hear this.
Bro,
episode.
I see him in Beit Maryam. I think you were with your colleagues. He looks like the most straightforward person you'll ever see in your
was
life.
Was I wearing a suit?
No, you weren't wearing a suit. And he's just looking and laughing and like little small conversation. And I'm like, damn. He really switches off, like, you know, he switches.
It switches on directly. And off.
Like, do people in your office, like, do you sometimes, does Darwin come up in, like, meetings? Or, like, do they go, like,
when you get comfortable?
Do they go, any of, like, the managers goes, like, bro, this guy's, like, show them Dr. Ahmed or something. Like, does that happen? And you go, like, well, bro, like, I have a presentation now. It's not, nah, love, shut up, fuck, do it. Like, is it
so
one of those?
It's awkward because I'm actually the director of marketing for the company.
Nice.
So when we're in meetings, it's like the guys who just joined, they're like, bro, can you do it in Persian, Prince? And I'm like, I need to have a barrier of like, yeah, it's a workplace.
You got to set a boundary.
Yeah, you have to. Because like you have to, like, you don't where you eat.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So then I do it. To like,
so I do it anyway.
Because like,
so I take it down.
My whole problem with corporate life is that I can't separate my two person. Like, I can't separate who I am as a person, who I am in the office. And I think that's one of the good things and the bad things about me. But yeah, I think it just connects people. And I don't want to be like a feared or like a uncomfortable conversation with someone. And I think if I can manage to make people laugh but also hold respect, I think that's the goal I want to achieve.
Have you ever had like an agent or something come to pitch you and they pitched you as one of the opinion leaders?
Yes.
How does that feel? Like that inception?
Really funny. Yeah. It's really, really funny.
Yeah.
It's awkward because like you're kind of sitting there.
It's
like,
your budget.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I'll talk to his manager. I'll speak to his agent.
Alrighty. So do we have any Shataf reports today?
I have a Shataf report. Would you like? I did. Are we doing a Shataf report?
Shall we? Of course.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Every episode.
I'm sorry,
but you
got to
tell Sean. You got to tell Sean about it.
Kawi usually does it, but the Shataf report. You tell Sean about the Shataf.
Sean,
report.
Yes. Have you heard of the Shataf report?
I have not.
Mm. Antareem does humanity a favor.
Yes.
She goes from one bathroom to another in the city to find for us the best Shataf that you can use. So
I like
therefore
that.
We created the Shataf like report. The Shataf report is a report where Reem Hamid explores different bathrooms and then gives them a 5-star rating. How does a bathroom get a 5-star rating, you must ask? One, shakl al-shataf, how the Shataf looks. Is it well constructed? Is it plastic?
It must exist. It must exist.
That's hence called Shataf.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Two, the pressure. The pressure. I don't know, I say it in a Darwin thing.
Fraser.
Exactly.
There it is.
Or the Fraser.
Two, the temperature.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a good temperature.
Okay.
That's important. Mm.
Four is three. Toilet paper, 2-ply, 3-ply.
He skipped the number.
I skipped the number?
You went from 2 to 4, but it's okay.
Anyways.
Nobody cares.
And five is the bathroom ambiance.
Experience.
Quality. Experience. Mm. You know
right?
what I mean?
So.
Reem. OT. Oh, you thought we didn't have a jingle. Oh, bro, it's a no, Shataf report is a thing.
You did not see that coming.
Hit him again, OT.
Hit it one more time. It's the Shataf report. One more time.
Just for you, Sean. It's the
Shataf report. Antareem, take us this week.
I like that.
I think my career just peaked, bro.
Yes.
My career just peaked. Okay, the Museum of the Future, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we're getting serious.
Please tell
today.
Me there's a floating Shataf somewhere.
Not bad. Just across the street, a stone's throw away from us, I go to the Museum of the Future to see, name drop, Deepak Chopra. I go to see him, right? Of course, it's all meditative. And so what must I do? Go to the bathroom.
Your stool
also,
gets meditative.
Also, just so you guys know,
well.
This is a paid show by Deepak Chopra. He paid us
to say
this.
He did not.
Sponsor.
That's, it's
Thank
called
you.
An
Deepak
energy
himself.
Exchange. It's an energy exchange.
He lent us his chakras. Carry on.
Anyways.
But return it with interest.
So, I go into the bathroom. I think it's the future. The doors seamless. There Ooh. Is not. There is no. You, there's no handles. Yeah, you.
How
you
does
have
it
to,
open?
You have. You have to
no,
press in.
The door of the bathroom
in.
Or the door of the like your compartment.
The
in
compartment.
The bathroom.
It Ooh. Looks. It looks completely white and flat. And Ooh, then
welcome.
Each one
like
of them.
My ex.
Oh
no!
Zane is dying.
I'm sorry. I really
no,
hope
no,
your
no.
ex listens to the show.
Okay.
You dated a flat white, clearly.
Stop, everybody.
Hey, we made that joke today.
Stop. Stop. No. 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 No.
Reem.
I'm trying to do God's work. I am trying to bring him. Anyways,
sorry.
Okay.
Please go.
Continue.
Please continue.
I am going to continue. I enter the stall. Mm. And it's average. I'm sorry, you guys.
What do you mean it's average?
It brings you right to the present.
What's average? Tell me.
The Shataf are regular. It's
what's
a regular silver
color?
Shataf.
Is it silver?
This, so you know exactly
so it's
which
steel.
One. No, it's plastic painted as steel.
Oh, one of those. Ooh.
An offense, in my opinion, but that's fine. The pressure, good. I don't mind it. It's a little too soft, but that's okay. There's things flying around everywhere, like in the Museum of the so Future.
Not in the museum, thank God.
Imagine.
Right. So like, what's the power of the Shataf?
We know where the budget cuts
the
were,
water
clearly.
Temperature is perfect. The water temperature is perfect. Fine.
Perfect?
Yes, it is. You know when you know it when it's exactly your body temperature? So it's not hot and it's not cold. It's just a perfect stream. The water temperature is perfect.
And is there toilet paper? Or is it like that Sichuan thing that you just go?
No,
like,
I wish it was. It's just regular toilet paper, two ply.
Two ply.
Yeah, for the future demands three ply that disappears as soon as you use it.
The aliens probably think we're savages.
We are Neanderthals.
What about the ambiance?
The ambiance, when you get in, the seamlessness, it's nice. But then I don't like being shafted into the present immediately. I don't like that. Directly. Yeah, like
what
does
it smell like?
It smell. You know what? There was no smell.
There was no smell.
It was just very.
You would think they probably put something.
So at least then the ventilation was good.
The ventilation was fantastic. So because of all of this, I give it a solid 3.
This is the second three in a row, ladies and gentlemen. You're becoming a savage. Like I remember when you first started Kinoya, she gave Dubai Mall a 5, bro, and I told her.
Which was reinforced by one of our guests. It is the best mall in the city. Sorry, the best Shattaf in the city.
I don't think.
No. It's the best mall. I don't
think mall Shattaf. Yes, but I don't think you can put a mall bathroom to be the best bathroom in the city.
Let me do my investigation. But at this point, it ranks high. It's a comfortable and beautiful experience.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
You have a Shattaf choice.
Yes.
Between two. Metallic, very well, heavy, weighty Shattaf.
Yeah. Mm.
Like you pick it up, you're like, ooh, this is Italian.
Yes. This is an Italian.
But you spray it and it's just, you know, not a vibe.
Limp.
Not a vibe.
But then you have that gas station Shattaf that's like, it was white, but now it's yellow.
Yeah.
But that shoots.
Yeah.
Like it kicks back, recoil.
You know what? When in doubt, the second one, it will clean off anything that you need.
Now,
I'll always go for a gun with pressure.
This is why
I'll
I have more
right
patience
now
than you. I'd go for the first one.
I know,
take
but
my
that's
time with it. It's Italian.
But it's not really
bro,
cleaning
but it's not
you,
cleaning
bro.
You.
It's just kind of caressing you.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. But that's the difference between moist and wash.
Hey,
but then this is where you look down and fix the pressure.
No, it's all the way through.
It's all the way through.
You're not giving a solution.
He said, you either
choose made it clear.
Limp stream, aggressive stream. Mm. I always go with an aggressive stream. Always.
Because that's a real clean.
Tell us why.
The cleanse.
But before OT Presser Reamsplain.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Reamsplains.
Tell us, Ream.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
This is like the news reporter.
And we're back.
That's oh, you didn't one know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about actually cleaning something. You need pressure, bro. If something is so, like, just like life, if you're wandering through life like a little wispy, show him the softness of the first shattaf. Nothing is getting cleaned on that hand. That hand is disgusting. Do not touch that hand.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean? Now,
that was
if you,
aggressive.
You made me feel dirty.
No.
That's the kind of cleanliness you need. The fact is, aggressive. If there is no pressure, nothing is getting cleaned. Mm. The energy, the negative ions are still on your bum bum.
The what?
Facts.
Wait, the
negative
what
ions what are still on your bum bum.
I always remember after every Reamsplain, I go like, what on earth?
Why did we go there?
Yeah.
As you wander through the world, the negativity goes through your body and it gets stuck on your bum without the pressure of the positive.
Wait, was it not stuck in your pimples earlier?
Everything that's disgusting is from negativity in the world. Everything. And what we need in life
is
cleansing.
But now I'm confused as where it ends up. Because earlier it ends up in your skincare or something.
No, that's from your pores. That's from people's energy.
Oh, okay.
So your face and booty are different when you want to clean them, apparently.
Mine are.
Wow.
Yes.
There's two types of cheeks on a person.
You get
body
what I mean?
Good one.
Sean understands me.
I see what you did there.
Sean understands me. Welcome to a clean world, Yakawi, because I don't know why you would choose form over function.
You know,
never.
I'm going to choose to have a portable Shattaf with me so I can use it on you every time you speak.
Imagine he sprays me with a portable Shattaf.
Every time you speak.
I actually have one.
Where?
Right now?
No.
Oh.
Please. Yield.
I'll send you a picture when I get back home. You guys can insert
into the episode for sure.
What would it take to put a Dukan sticker on it and then have that featured in your next video? This is the negotiation. This is a negotiation. I'm here. Don't say a word. Who speaks next wins. I would like to have a Dukan sticker on your portable Shattaf and feature.
I don't think you want that type of branding.
Though. I do. We do.
You do?
We do.
Well, we have a section called Shattaf.
What will it take?
I tell you what.
We have a website.
We bought it today.
We bought it today.
Really?
Shattafreports.com.
We will have Mabruk.
Mabruk.
You will go to Japan and it will be sold inside your hotel.
Oh, by the way, have you ever been to a Japanese bathroom?
Kinoya.
Do they have the water? Yep. And
bro, they have the one that Drake gave DJ Khaled.
Mm.
That good.
Okay, I was trying to remember when you guys were talking about the shataf. I was trying to think of, because I went to Saudi, and in Saudi they have, in one of the restaurants, they have that.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
I thought you were going to say an Arabic bathroom.
Those are the most halal, by the way. If your knees are over your hips, that's how you're supposed to do it, by the way. Get a poop stool. Invest
that
in
is the right yep. squat position, too.
Invest in a poop stool.
You know?
It'll save your booty hole from, like...
A lot of...
Yeah.
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 You know, in Arabic, I'll just say, صارت مواضيعنا بتخري.
Oh, really?
We're not going
to... That is an easy joke.
From a poop stool
from shataf to pooping to halal to everything.
Hey, do you have the womp,
womp, womp? No, we don't. No, we don't. No.
We keep it clean.
I think I do. I think I'm joking. I think I have on my phone. Like, yeah. Okay.
So that was the Shataf report. You happy?
I'm happy.
Thank you.
We gave it a 3?
I gave it a rock solid 3, yeah. Sorry, guys. I want to be in the future.
I'm glad you circled back to that.
Thank you.
Well done.
It's called a callback.
If you choose one of if you had to choose one of your character to close off the show for us, what would it be? Go.
I think I would like to start with the possibility to say thank you for having me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Please have me on your next show, if it's possible. And we see you in the next comedy show. Oui?
Oui.
Femme frère foot.
Thanks very much, Bordeaux. We will make a wrap up.
Bro, Sean, thank you for coming on the show, bro. Man. We love you, man. Amo Oti, Fadetek, Auntie Reem. Thank you for today.
Thank you. You make us so happy, Sean.
We love you. Thank you for watching. Masalama.
Peace. Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.